From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Reuven Frank, who for many years was president of NBC News, died last night at age 85. Frank teamed David Brinkley and Chet Huntley to be co-anchors. He championed documentaries, pioneered the coverage of political conventions, and produced the offbeat Saturday night news magazine, Weekend. In 1991, he wrote a memoir called Out of Thin Air, and he talked on this program about his unembarrassed enjoyment of working in TV news.
I have never apologized for working in television. I left a good newspaper job to go into it. If I had felt I had to apologize, I wouldn't have gone into it. It is honest work. Why these people feel inferior to people from other media or in other functions, I have never understood.
In retirement, Reuven Frank wrote commentaries for this program and others, and for those lucky enough to meet him, he told stories. My favorite was from the days of sponsorship, when he wrote the Camel Caravan of News for NBC in the 1950s, a news show sponsored by a cigarette company that placed some restrictions on content.
I was not allowed to use any picture that had a no smoking sign in it. I was not allowed to use a picture of a live camel, of the animal, the camel.
That wouldn't be a problem recurring very often, but what was their objection to seeing a live camel on the news?
Well, to them, a camel was this sweet-smelling cigarette endorsed by doctors and good for your T-zone. And a real camel, as anybody who's been to a zoo knows, is a large and smelly beast that is likely to spit at you or kick you. The serious problem came in the proscription of any picture of a man smoking a cigar.
That is, someone smoking something other than a cigarette.
Other than a cigarette, a cigar. They were not in the cigar business. And this was very difficult because at that time, the most famous face in all the world was that of the former prime minister, the leader to victory, Winston Churchill. And Churchill's face always had a cigar in it. And if you could not use anybody smoking a cigar, you were going to miss some important news program, a news story.
You couldn't show a picture of Churchill.
No, almost, I guess occasionally you could get a shot, but to do a story about Churchill, you could not do it without a cigar. So I went to the people I worked for, and I said, you can't do this. I mean, something's got to be done about it. And they were terrified. They were terrified, first of all, because they were second raters, and otherwise they wouldn't have been in television. Also, NBC had won this in a competition with CBS, and Camel paid enough for that program to run the entire television news department. So they did not want nothing to jeopardize that. And I said, well, then I'll go down. I was the lowest man in the pecking order. I was the writer. Mm-hmm. And I said, I will go down to the agency and ask them. And I trotted myself down to 42nd Street to the offices of the William S.D. Company, and I said, look, you've got to give me some kind of dispensation on the cigar rule. Otherwise, I can't use Churchill and I can't run a news program. And without any argument, he said, fine. Okay. And I felt, you know, why all this stress, all this angst? And as I thanked him and I headed for the door, and as I got to the door of his office, I was about to leave, and he said, but only Churchill. And I said, how about Groucho Marx? He said, no.
So there was one cigar smoker permitted on your program.
In the entire population of the earth at that time, I could show one of them smoking a cigar and no others.
It's Reuven Frank back in 1991. He died last night at the age of 85.